The following podcast was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the American Council of the Blind Convention in Reno, Nevada. Joe had always wondered what would happen if we decided to do a blind bargains game show. Well, Joe finally got his wish. We now present to you Blind Bargains Game Show Live. Enjoy. Before we get going, just want to thank you all for coming. Do know that we are recording this, including all the audience noise, so if you can please turn your cell phones off.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. The amazing Derek Lane is doing our audio. Give him a hand, folks.
Hey, Derek.
Always good to have him around. Really appreciate it. He is available for your audio production needs. If you want things to sound awesome, just hit him up at what?
Lanesaudio.com.
Lanesaudio.com.
Yeah. Ooh. See, I panned it right over there.
Worked out perfect. Perfect. So we are going to record this. Like I said, if it sounds good, we're going to turn it into a podcast as well. So just know anything you say or do, maybe.
Recorded against us.
Yes. All right. But we're going to get going. So, that being said, hope you guys are ready to win some things. Yeah. All right, and Joe's going to start us off.
Yes, there's one at the end of this table.
Find the chair quickly.
Dave, random number generated.
Random number generator.
David Wilkinson, give me a number.
Between one and what?
Nine.
Number nine.
All right, go ahead. Start the show, Joe, in three, two.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blind Bargains Game Show, recorded live in Reno! Woo! Over the next few minutes, we'll be giving away all sorts of fantastic and wonderful prizes to unlucky and unsuspecting people in the audience. We'd like to thank those of you who are playing at home, and you're more than welcome to try and play as best you can. We will have links over there at blindbargains.com, so if you want to see some of the prizes, as well as some of the things that we're giving away, head on over to the show notes to be able to find out more. And now for our first contestant, lucky number nine, please come to the podium, Wendy! Oh, well, welcome to the Master of Ceremonies for the particular program. You know him, you love him, you may recite this with him. It is J.J. Bado.
Yay! Oh, jeez. Hey, folks. It's all about Wendy now. Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Welcome. This is our first ever thing, so, you know, it's kind of an experience, right?
Yes.
Wow. It's an experience. Well, but you know, you really have the shot to win real stuff. And we're not messing around. Real stuff. In fact, the first big prize that you could win involves cash. Ooh. Ish.
Ish.
Cash-ish.
Derek, get your wallet.
What are we giving them, Joe?
Up to $100 away in AT Guys cash.
There you go. So you can spend that right here in the exhibit hall the next couple of days. But you do need to know a little bit about groceries. You like groceries?
Sure.
Do you eat three meals a day? Sometimes.
Possibly.
Right? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Awesome. So here's what we're going to do. We are playing games that are kind of stolen somewhat from a game show, except, you know, it's copyright, so we can't exactly steal them from a game show, right? So, yeah, the number is correct. Exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We have six lovely grocery items, okay? Joe's going to describe them in just a minute. Four of them are under $3, okay? Two of them are not. We're going to have you pick the four that are. For every one that you pick correctly, we will move you across to, we'll add zeros to a penny. So we're going to start with a penny. We're giving you a penny right now. Congratulations, you've won a penny.
Woohoo!
Jones, you get the first one right. Place, and you'll get it at Starbucks as change.
So if you get the first one right, 10 cents. The second one, $1. $10 and $100. It's pretty simple, right?
Yes.
Joe, you ready with those grocery items?
I am ready to begin to describe these.
All right, don't give
items.
Them the prices. That would be really, make the game really easy. We have six wonderful grocery items, and Joe is going to tell you all about them.
You might know it as Taste the Rainbow, but they wouldn't appreciate it if I said that. Airheads has a lovely new sweet rainbow berry sweet and sour candy. This bag is very small, so it's not necessarily going to be that expensive, but it is definitely something that you will enjoy. It is Airheads Sweet and Sour Rainbow, not Skittles, berry candy. Now, along the same line, staying within the idea of fruit, we have cupcakes, but not just any particular cupcakes. Watermelon cupcakes, that's right. It's a package of two by watermelon cupcakes that we were able to find here in Reno, Nevada. Thank you, Instacart.
Not a sponsor, but maybe they should have been.
Now, you might be wanting to celebrate the 4th of July, and you might have been in the hotel when the 4th of July bombed this hotel with lots of loud fireworks and scaring guide dogs all around. It was very, very bad. People actually said on Twitter that we were under attack. But the best way to celebrate with the 4th of July is, of course, fireworks. And we happen to have Nabisco Fireworks Oreos here, right here, for you to choose and enjoy here on your 4th of July.
Three down, three to go.
It's not just Cheetos, and it's not just flaming, right? It's Cheetos flaming hot Chipotle Ranch Crunch snacks. All of that is the title. I'm not even sure there's room enough for the chips in there. It's all over the
back. We tried these last night. Oh my gosh, they're hot and they're good. I like them.
Now, you might be thinking, well, hot is good, but I want hotter. Well, that's why we have, ready for this, Barcel Corn Snack Hot Chili and Lime Takis. Takis.
Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then... First Street. First Street is the house name of the brand of the supermarket that we got this stuff from. And that is First Street Black Cherry Sparkling Water.
Just one little bottle. One little bottle.
One bottle. That's what? A good, like a 12-ounce practically?
Yeah,
like
it's bigger than 12. Yeah. So when we bring these over, too, Wendy, you might want to see them, right? To see what's...
Yeah, okay.
So what you're going to do is you're going to pick the four that are under... $3. Sounds simple?
Mm-hmm.
It's all sitting on the podium. So we have
the Nabisco Fireworks Oreos. We have the watermelon cupcakes size, you might have heard me mention before. The Airheads candies, which we also mentioned. The Cheetos and, of course, the Takis and the sparkling water. So for those of you playing at home, those cupcakes are the six here. Prizes that we have up on the table. Yeah. That Wendy is now running her hands over in order to see if they are indeed under a dollar. Remember, what she's trying to do is pick the four prizes on each one. She'll go from a penny to much more in AT Guy's cash.
Wendy, give me one of those that's under $3.
I would say the Airheads.
Airheads. What's the price of the Airheads, Joe? See how he's looking it up.
Airheads are 89 cents.
Hey! All right. Moving forward, you're up to 10 cents. All right. What's another one for sure under $3?
The water.
Oh, yeah. The water?
Uh-huh. First Street Black Cherry Sparkling Water, 69 cents.
All right. You've got a dollar. You're up to a dollar. That leaves you with the Oreos, the Takis, the Cheetos, and the cupcakes.
I would say the cupcakes.
Audience, help her out. What do you guys think? Audience.
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Okay. Wait, audience. Audience, help her out better.
The Takis? Takis?
She says the Takis. What's the price of the Takis, Joe?
The Barcel Corn Chili and Lime Takis is $1.99.
Okay. Now it gets tricky. Okay, so now you have the Oreos, the Cheetos, and the cupcakes. There are 12. 12 cupcakes. All right. And then the Cheetos, I think it's like an 8 or 9 ounce bag. And then the Oreos. Okay. Now, Wendy, we're at a critical point. $10 would be a nice little discount off of something, right? You could stop. If you're not sure, you could stop. We'll give you $10 right now. Or give me that last one. All right, you're going to go for it?
Sure.
All right. Which one, Wendy?
Cheetos.
Cheetos, Oreos, or cupcakes?
Cheetos. They're saying Cheetos.
Are you going to go with them or are you going to go on your own?
What brand are the cupcakes?
No. They're the from the. I think I wrote them down.
Two bite watermelon cupcakes.
And the Oreos is kind of a, it's a little smaller, it's bigger, but here's the Oreos.
Nabisco chocolate firework Oreos. Or the flaming hot Chipotle ranch crunchy Cheetos. So if you're right or wrong, you can throw them at the audience. Remember that.
Throw them this way. Right over
here. I'll go with the Cheetos. I'll go with the Jordan.
All right, go with the Cheetos.
The flaming hot flaming Chipotle hot Cheetos. Ranch Cheetos.
How much are they, Joe?
$3.19.
Oh. How much were the cupcakes?
The cupcakes were $3.49.
How much were the Oreos?
The Nabisco Firework Oreo Chocolate Edition? $2.99.
It's tough, tough. Tell you what, we're gonna double you. We're gonna make it a $20 gift card. You playing? We appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy. You want any of this food?
Feel free to distribute the food to the audience or take it with you, but please take it with you. Please, please. It'll just sit in the booth with us. Please.
I think Wendy's
the Oreos are trippy. Just to tell you a side story, we ate them at the house, and Ricky banned the fireworks Oreos from the house because they make noise. They make a lot of noise. Pop Rocks, if you haven't actually tried them.
What's the Oreos?
Should we just open and then just pass them around? And like, we take no responsibility if you're diabetic. We're just saying.
JJ, I need to talk to you. I have the Cheetos and I have the
Takis. And you want the cupcakes?
Yeah.
And you want these
airheads?
Airheads over here. Here you go. That's bottle of water. You like sugar water? Water! Over here? Here? Here you go. I'm not sure I passed that one around.
This is a winner take all.
All right, we're going to need another number.
I need another number between the numbers of 1 and 20.
Random number generator says 13.
Oh.
Who's 13, Joe?
Marco, why don't you come on down?
Hey! Hey, Marco!
Hi there.
Hey, Marco.
All right.
Where are you from, Marco?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, California. Yeah. Awesome. Marco, we have 2 prizes, and you could win them both.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks. Joe, what do we have?
We happen to have, JJ, a bunch of musical swag and a Bluetooth remote. The musical swag, this is a great, great prize pack from the one, the only, and she's in the room, so be very nice to her, Jenny Owens.
Jenny. She gets it all the time, doesn't she?
Includes a Love Be the Loudest t-shirt, which is the name of her latest CD, a USB drive filled with music and videos, as well as a copy of her latest CD, and we would like to thank Miss Owens for providing the sound pack for tonight's game.
And there's more.
Then, control this music with a Bluetooth remote control. Play music and control the volume. Even activate Siri with this particular remote. Connect to your mobile phone or wireless control to your tunes, Bard, and so much more. From AT Guys, it's a Bluetooth remote.
All right. So you're going to have to guess the prizes of these 2 things, and you're only going to have roughly 30 seconds to do it. Now, for this particular game, please do not yell out the prizes. This is going to be Marco and Marco only, so do not give him help on this, all right? So first, Marco, I'm going to have you guess the price of the Jenny Owens swag, okay? Nice. You're going to yell out a price. I'm going to give you higher or lower, and then you're going to go right. You're going to give me another price.
Okay, and once again, that's a shirt, a flash drive, and a CD.
2 CDs in the package.
Oh, two CDs.
2 CDs, a shirt.
CD back, a double
bag. A double CD, and a shirt.
And
the what's on the thumb drive, Jenny? All sorts of stuff, right?
Three CDs.
Three CDs.
And, thumb drive and plus video
Oh. Videos and charts, all sorts of cool stuff. So very cool. Thank you so much.
And remember, you can find a lot of that by going over to Earl Harrison's table, or if you're listening at home, head over to JennyOwens.com.
What booth number, Jenny? 56. All right. You ready, Marco?
All right.
Hey, Dave.
Here. I can do this with the Braille since Polaris happens.
Yay!
So, not only am I the world's greatest number generator, but we have a 30-second timer. Let me know when you want me to start.
All right.
All right, Dave.
You ready?
Dave? Make sure you give us like 15 seconds and 10-second countdown, all right?
All right. We'll do it.
All right. So Dave Wilkinson is going to fill in here for the 30-second timer.
Go. 3, 2, 1, go. On go. You're going to start guessing prizes. Are you ready? All right. 3, 2, 1, go!
That's y'all a prize, Marco.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
50.
Higher.
55.
Higher.
65.
Higher.
75.
Yes! That's it. That was quick. You've won that no matter what. How much time left, Dave?
13 seconds are gone. Oh, so you
have 15 seconds are gone. No, stop. I'm sorry. You're supposed to stop the clock after the first one there. It's okay. We'll give him about 24 seconds.
27 seconds.
Yeah, he really had most of that time. So now you're guessing just the remote control, the retail price of the remote. You ready to go? You ready, Dave?
3, 2, 1, go!
45.
Lower.
30.
Higher.
35.
That's it. That's quick. Oh, my gosh. Over $110 worth of stuff. Congratulations, Marco.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Where is that? Step over here and hand me the mic. I'll give you the stuff.
Okay, here we go. Over here.
We'll get you all the stuff.
There's your prizes.
Thank you so much. Give Marco a big hand, folks. We want to do like a door prize thing before we do the next game?
Yeah. We totally could.
All right.
You want to reach in and just grab something?
Why don't we? You want to be nice too? Okay, if anybody came in late, we can add you in right now.
Yeah, me. It's also Harry.
Okay, I need your name, me.
Mary Sibley.
Hey, Mary. All right. We'll add her on the list.
Thank you.
One more up in the back? Sylvia. Get Sylvia on there, Joe.
Sylvia and Sibley.
All right. Well, Mary's the first. Any more?
Andy
Leach. Don't let him in. Fine, Andy Leach. Fine, Andy Leach.
Paul Stevenson.
Put him on too.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Derek Lane, I was here early.
You can't.
Oh,
employees and those who might actually know the employees of AT Guys are not actually allowed.
Well, if you said those who know the employees, that's like the room. All right, so now we need a random number between 1 and what?
Let me recount. 1, 2,
I think 24.
Random number generator is thinking.
What's your booth number for the Polaris there, Dave?
Random number generator says 27.
Oh, for the booth?
And the number.
Oh, wait, do we have that many numbers?
Yeah, we do, actually. Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3.
Of course we do. Random number generator knows all.
And what's your booth number, Hims?
Hims booth number is number 27, which is also the random number generator number.
Is that rigged, Dave? Do they win a Polaris, Dave? We try to get them to donate a Polaris.
They win an extra hour of training when they purchase their Polaris.
Oh, okay.
Please come to the front podium. Welcome, everyone, Kathy.
Hey! Right up here, Kathy. Say hi to the world so we can get you on here. Make sure we have you.
Hello, world.
Oh, that's perfect. Hello, where were you from, Kathy?
California.
Where?
Los Angeles area.
Los Angeles, California. We are awesome. Have you always lived in Los Angeles?
I was born and raised in Santa Barbara.
Oh, still in California.
Yeah.
Well, because you know, like on a lot of game shows, everyone really is living in L.A., but they want to make it sound like so they'll be originally from Des Moines, Iowa, you know, where they lived there until they were like 2.
Well,
then they moved away.
No, actually, I was born and raised in Santa Barbara. We drive through L.A. to go to San Diego, and it was so smoggy and gross. I said I'd never live or work in L.A. County, and I've been doing both for over 20 years. Never say never.
I know this feeling. I said bad things about Dallas and ended up there.
All right, there's two things that you could win here. What could Kathy win, Joe?
Kathy could possibly win, up first, a hotel tumbler. And by that, I mean it's a beautiful tall tumbler with black and red lighting, writing on it that happens to say, I like lighting better, but it happens to say, The Nugget.
It's this place that you're staying at here.
The second prize is a beautiful and wonderful Speed Dots package.
Booth 42.
First, a five-port Rockwell charger. See, when you say Rockwell, I just think somebody's watching
it. Somebody's watching it.
Okay.
And he did the dance move with it.
You can plug up to five different things in that USB and charge all your USB stuff. That really
perfect cool. For on your desk, on your nightstand. Take it with you in a traveling situation. Oh, you could even use it while traveling abroad. Next, a 3-in-1 durable charging cable. I've actually seen this cable and it is very durable itself. I do like it. Now, stop carrying bags of cables. Charge all your devices from one single cable, whether it's a micro USB Lightning or the USB-C, not SE, but the letter C. Those of you who have iPhone Cs know what I'm talking about. You can actually control all of that by having it all in one good constructed cable that will not fray. It's 6 feet in length and Apple certified. Finally, a Speed Dots tempered glass protector bundle. This bundle combines everything that people have been asking for in a screen protector. Not only do you get the Speed Dots screen protector of your choice for faster navigation or typing, you also get a high-quality screen protector so your screen is always protected against drops, bangs, dips, chips, cracks, whip, no way. See what happens if I start ad-libbing?
Yeah.
All of this is available from the Speed Dot booth, so if you don't win it, you can always go by there and pick it up. And what's that booth number, 42. Speed Dot?
42,
the life, the universe, and everything, where every day is towel day at the Speed Dots booth.
And we're going to throw in, and we're throwing in 2 pennies.
2 whole pennies. Again, from Starbucks.
2 pennies. Okay, so here is what we're going to do. Actually, give me
one of those little shot glasses.
These are wonderful shot glasses that say Nugget on them. They are available in the Nugget gift shop. By the way, some of the things that we've been giving away have come from here, just as well as the tumbler that we talked about earlier, and also the poker chip that I gave away during our little deal situation where I was asking you guys titles.
I actually changed my mind. I'm not going to use the shot glass.
Okay.
We'll give it out in a minute.
We'll still give that out. Hold on.
Okay. It's the first time we've done this. So, yeah, we planned. You don't realize how hard it is. So here's the thing about pricing games. You have to, like, find... Not only... You have to pick prizes. You have to pick prizes that actually fit the game, right? So we're going to play a game called Pick a Number. Okay. And... We're gonna have the three prizes. There are 4 digits in the price of the Speed Dots prize package plus 2 pennies. There are 2 digits in the price of the tumbler, just dollars only. Okay? And there are 3 digits in the piggy bank. Piggy bank is it's a dollars and cents deal. So, you could win a few bucks if you pick that. So we're gonna have you pick numbers between 0 and 8, because we're weird like that. We don't like 9. And wherever that number is, that's where we'll light it up. We would light it up if we actually had one of those nice little displays to light it up. The thing, whatever you light up first, we're going to give it to you, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good? So all I need you to do, really, you probably want to win the Speed Dots package, right?
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to say, because the sponsor's like that. Okay. I mean, this tumbler is pretty cool. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad consolation prize, but remember, and maybe this is a little bit of a hint, the Speed Dots package also includes 2 pennies. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe that helps you a little bit? You know? That's in dollars and cents, you know? All right. Audience help her out. What number should she pick?
2.
1. 2.
All right. 5. Kathy, what do you think? Give me a number that's in that price.
So the... digits, it can be...
0 through 8.
0 through 8.
The Speed Dots is dollars and cents. And then this tumbler is just the dollars, and the piggy bank is also dollars and cents.
Okay. 2.
2 is a good guess. What did I say? There was 2 pennies in the Speed Dots thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the last digit of the Speed Dots prize package is a 2. Yes. So it's something in dot and something that with a 2 in the ones place of the cents, all right?
Uh-huh.
Work for you?
Yes.
All right. Give me another number.
7.
What, audience, help her out. What do you think?
8.
0. 8. You're going to go with 7? Is that what you're going to go with? You're gonna stick?
I'll go 0.
I like 0. Yes, 0 is also. So now in the Speed Dots prize package. So it is something in 2 cents.
Yes.
Right. That's really the easy part of the package. Have you been to the Speed Dots booth yet?
No, I have
not. Oh, you should have, because then you could have, know the answer.
I know. Bummer. Yeah, I didn't go by today. That's
right. You could have just done your homework and done it, figured out exactly. All right, give me another number that's in that price. Help her out, audience.
Five.
What do you think?
Nine.
Nine is not in anything. Okay. Zero through eight. Or, I'm sorry, zero and two are gone, of course.
Five.
Yes, you are. It is blank 5.02 in the Speed Dots prize package. You are well on your way. Oh my gosh, you are one more and you've got this. What is that first digit?
Seven.
Six. One.
No, it's not one. I mean, that's a heck of a deal, man.
Two.
Two is already gone. Zero and two and four. Zero and two and five are gone. So you have 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8. What do you think, Kathy?
I'm thinking 6.
Don't worry, you haven't filled in anything else yet, so you're good. 6 is in the piggy bank, so it is $6 and some cents in the piggy bank. That's all right. Okay. You still have 1, 3, 4, 7, 8.
8.
What do you guys think? Audience?
7.
Wait, what? You said it. What do you want, 7 or 8?
7.
Oh, seven is in the piggy bank. $6.
Oh.
Maybe the audience isn't helpful.
No.
Eight.
Okay, what do I have left?
3, 4, 6, 8.
Three, four, six. I think. Oh, no, okay. 4.
4. Let me remind you of all the things that are in the Speed Dots prize.
8.
There's a tempered glass screen protector. There is a valuable Rockwell 5-port charger and a 3-in-1 cable.
8.
You won! Yes! Yay!
Thank you.
All right, let's get all this.
Thanks to Speed Dot.
The tempered glass protector, you'll need to go by to their booth and make sure the one for your phone, the other two are in the bag right here.
Okay.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Give Kathy a great big hand. Let's give away this tumbler. You want to give away this tumbler?
Yeah, I think we should give away this tumbler.
Should
we ask the audience for something out there, or like I was doing earlier?
If you want to.
It's just random stuff.
Yeah, no, go for it. Give it.
All right. Who out there has a magnet? Does anybody have a magnet?
Yes, my Polaris on the case.
I think that, that's...
I can't disagree with that. Does anybody else have a magnet before I have to give it to the random number generator?
I'm giving it to
him.
Okay.
Yes, I win! Yeah! Woo!
The tumbler is $14, available downstairs. It's actually a pretty good tumbler.
It's a cool tumbler, yeah.
I really like that tumbler.
Very cool tumbler. Very cool tumbler.
Do we need to give away something else just to kill time before we do the showcase? So, who has, I don't know, a bobby pin? Anybody have a bobby pin?
Keep looking.
Looking for a bobby pin.
Look in your purses. Look in your man purses. Look in your merces.
Lovely, lovely, crunchy Oreos with Pop Rocks in the middle.
Anybody?
Going for a bobby pin? No? No? Alrighty.
I got one.
One. What you got?
Fun to reward people. Who has any item that AT Guy sells?
Hey, I do.
Well, who's I do? What do you got?
I have a
Braille Beetle. Yes, we do. We do sell one. We see it.
You got it with you?
Right here.
All
right.
You sell it.
Yeah.
Here are the cookies.
Heather, hold it up. We see it.
Oh, it's there.
Everybody sing the Smart Beetle song.
All right. No, actually, I was actually joking for a minute. I thought about, we're in Nevada. I actually thought about renting a wheel.
This is true. In the early stages, like, we talked about a wheel.
Can we rent a wheel? You know, it's just like.
We're running the casino?
Yeah, I mean, and then you start spinning a wheel, and we might get some attention. Right. Fidget spinner wheel, Derek.
Speed Dots.
They do. Yes, they do. Right. So we're going to do a bit of a showcase there. We're going to do it with two new people just because some people that haven't played yet can play. So normally it would be people who've already won, but no, we're just going to do two new people, and then we're going to have a fabulous prize package, and whoever bids closer will win the fabulous prize package. So we need two random numbers there.
Random number generator says number 6.
And?
Number 19.
All right.
What are you using for the random number generator?
Randomness.
Dave's love it. 6 of 19.
Number 6 would be Sandy. Come on down.
You can't say that yet.
Oh,
you can't
Sandy,
say that.
Sandy, come up to the podium.
And
Karen.
Sandy. Karen and Sandy.
Sandy. My mom's name is Sandy. That's kind
of
cool.
Well, is your mom here?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. She can't wait.
Who's this?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. I'm going to hand you the mic first, all right? And Karen?
Yeah.
Well, you two like to stand next to each other and become best friends, except one of you is going to win. And
so pretend Sandy. To be best friends that were in college and now don't talk anymore. That's it. You occasionally say happy birthday on Facebook, and then that's the extent of the relationship. It's just...
This is our final prize package. You guys can play with that. It's our final prize package. Several things here, starting with this speaker thing.
Wow. This beautiful cone BG speaker.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's big. Oh. Oh, wow. It looks like a big old container cheese ball.
It does.
It may come with cheese balls. Knowing Joe, who knows, it might have cheese balls in the speaker. And then we have a couple cool things. A couple other cool things from the gift shop. What do we have here, Joe?
We happen to have a bottle opener that happens to say Reno, just in case you weren't knowing where you were at the time of your drinking situation. We have another shot glass that says the word Nugget on it, also to remind you after you've opened the bottle opener where you may or may not have been when you were having your drinking festival.
Yes, you could put M&M's in the shot glass. Yeah. Not what I would put in it, but you could put it. We picked 6 first. 6 was Sandy, right?
Yep.
So 6, Sandy, you went first. So I need you to add up in your head all the prices of those things, and what is your bid on all that stuff?
Oh, goodness.
$142,000. What do you think, audience?
$142,000.
Think might be.
$45,000.
Audience is saying numbers like 66, 50, and 42. The contestant could go with 40, that or
42
no
again.
Own.
Here comes that 42.
I know. Douglas Let's Adams see. Is everywhere.
They're conferring. This is
I would guess.
I mean, they can, but I mean, one of you is going to win and one of you is going to lose.
35.
Two can confer if you want, but you know.
We did.
That's very nice of you. They're very cordial contestants. Love it. Your bid is $45?
Yes.
$45. Okay. Karen?
46.
42. 44. Ooh. You know it's the closest without going over.
But, wait a minute. That's no. Don't
I didn't.
Wait, I don't like math. Can I try that again? Yeah. I have 46.
Oh. Now Sandy doesn't like you anymore. No. Maybe it isn't the advantage to go first, is it? I thought that would be the advantage, but yeah, unless you get it right on the nose. But she might have it right on the nose, you know?
It's entirely possible.
That's right. Well, how much is this shot glass, Joe?
The price of the shot glass is $5, JJ.
$5. Okay. Well, so far you're both way off. How much is this bottle opener?
$8.
$8. We're up to $13, right? $13. Speaker is $69.95. Here you go, Karen.
Does that include the cheese balls?
I don't know, maybe.
Check it out and see.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sandy, we'll get you. What do we have for Sandy for being a good sport? Sandy. Do you do shots? Are you a shot person, Sandy?
I gave her the shot. No.
Oh, it's also a stylist holder. Let's go get her. Can we get her a...
Thank you, everybody.
What do you have
left? I gave those out, but here is a keychain that happens to have a heart, and it says Reno.
Oh, here we go. There you go, Sandy. We're getting this the keychain and the poker chip as well. So you do have at least a few things to take with you. That's where you're at.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. Thanks, guys. Well, how are we doing? Have we given away everything?
No, I still got a couple of poker chips here. I also think I have something else around here that we can still give away. So let me give you these things to hand out. Do you have anything else that we can ask people to see if they have?
Anything else that we can ask people for?
What does anybody have? Since Derek's sitting right next to me, I'll ask this. Does anybody have a cassette tape?
With us?
Anybody have a cassette tape on them? Does anybody have any tape whatsoever?
On you. Derek, by the way, are you still doing audio restoration, Derek?
Yes.
Derek, if you have old records or cassettes and you want them to sound pristine, talk to him about it. He does an amazing job with those. And I do mean amazing. Like, better than the, you know, well, he is a pro, but better than people you might pay millions of dollars to do the same thing. So, really cool set. I don't think we're getting... Should we move a little more forward? Okay. Newer?
Anybody have a sugar packet or a non-sugar packet or a packet that you would put in to make?
They're probably there back in the back by the coffee thing.
See, they could have so totally do that.
How about a tea packet?
I'll go with a tea packet. You go with a tea packet. That'll work.
I got one of these like bucket chips for you. I'll take your word for it. It'll be nice.
I like.
I got two more of these. You get in here, and then we'll do one more. I think we'll do one more AT guys.
Okay, and I've also got a magnet here. I got two magnets, actually.
Oh, we got magnets?
So if we need more stuff to give away.
Okay.
Also, if you're low vision, I have these flashlights up here, so you can come get those. So at the end of the game, if you want something, I've got, like, I think I like got three of them up here.
Awesome.
Does anybody have a stylus? I'm looking for a slate / stylus.
Ginny does. Ginny, do you want one of the poker chips? Do you want one of those?
Oh, she got one of those earlier.
Do you want one of the...
I don't want anything. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even have spoken.
Oh. Thanks for coming, Ginny. Go buy her CDs.
Okay, so... Do you have a stylus? We have a stylus over here on the left.
Sorry.
All right.
Who has a stylus over here?
Mary,
what do you want? Do you want one of the, what do we have, our choices in here?
We have the bottle opener, magnet
poker chip, bottle opener, or the flashlight thing. What do you want, Mary?
Oh, the flashlight.
All right. I got one of those.
Here you go, Mary. There you go.
All right.
Pass it down to her.
Do you want to see the stylus?
Nah, I trust you.
No, we got you.
We're taking your word. We're taking your word for it. Let's do a couple more.
Okay.
We can hold on to the others for the booth.
Looking for a rubber band. Anybody have a rubber band?
Oh, yeah. I have a rubber band.
My hair.
Who does?
Mary Lou has a rubber
Mary Lou.
Band.
Yeah.
I trust you. Do you have it on you? She's got it right here. What do you want? Do you want a poker chip? Do you want a magnifier thing?
Magnet.
Do you want a magnet? Do you want a bottle opener?
What do you have in low vision?
The magnifier. What is it? The flashlight. I'm sorry. Flashlight.
Over. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
So next I'm looking for a Canadian quarter. Anybody have a Canadian quarter? Happy Canada Day.
Oh, I might. I have a whole bunch of quarters in my pocket. We have a Canadian five.
I have a Canadian five.
A Canadian five? Okay, if I don't have a Canadian quarter, I'm going to take the Canadian five. It won't fit in any machines, and you won't be able to use it at any token stations for crossing.
The Canadian one is like kind of rougher, and it has like, I think it has like Gordie Howe on it or something.
That's exactly it. And Bob and Doug on the other side. They are the...
Pass it down here. Let me see. Here. I don't think that's a Canadian, no. Thanks for the quarter. No, I'm just kidding.
So we'll go with the five?
Just a minute. Hold on. I got
four. These
are all American.
All American. Who has a Canadian five?
Right there.
Five. We do.
Yep.
We
do.
What do you want?
It's Braille.
Dude,
is that how they make these?
That's how they make
this is how you do accessible currency, folks. Yeah. This I've never seen one of those.
Oh,
that's cool.
Thanks
for the five. What do you want?
You make money. What
a poker chip, a little flashlight, or a bottle opener, or a magnet. A magnet?
Magnet. This is a magnet that has the picture of Reno on it. It is round.
Why don't we just do one more? If we don't keep holding on to a few things.
Yeah.
Let's do an AT guys 20. Hey, Dave, are you still here?
I'm still here.
We're going to pick one more random number.
One more random number?
For an AT guys $25 gift certificate.
AT guys $25 gift certificate. Let's go with the number 25.
Let's go with Gloria. Gloria?
Gloria, you won a $25 AT, guys. Gloria, what's your last name? Gloria, come up here at the end. We'll come up here right after we're going to be end about a minute or two. Here's these poker chips.
California.
Okay.
All right. Folks, this has been a lot of fun. We really want to thank you for coming at the first ever Blind Bargains game show extravaganza. It's an idea that Joe has. I thought it was really cool, so we decided to roll with it and see how it would go. And it's been a lot of fun. Thanks to Speed Dots, to Ginny Owens for donating prizes. We really appreciate it. Thanks, Derek Lane, for doing audio. We appreciate that as well.
Thank you, Dave Wilkinson, for being our random number generator and our clock.
34. No, we're good. We're good.
No,
it's good. The family guy where the girl's reading off the lotto numbers and she just keeps reading.
Ghost face.
Swiftly lied.
No, we're good.
E. That's a three.
That's real. No, we're good now. Now I'm going to put that in the show notes. That's going
to
be great.
No. Folks, that's going to do it. We do appreciate it. Don't forget to get your guide dog spayed and neutered. And thank you so much.
And he told me that joke wasn't going to work.
Yeah, right. Thanks so much for coming, everybody. Give Joe a big hand as well.
Thank you to our masters of ceremonies, Mr. J.J.
And remember, for this and more, you can go to blindbargains.com. Get the Blind Bargains app on iOS and Android, and you can download this thing if it comes out, which I think it hopefully will. It sounds like the recording went just fine. So go to Blind Bargains in a little while, and you'll be able to hear this, as long as other convention coverage from the Blindest Summer Show, is to catch up with all the latest stuff that's going on in assistive technology and beyond. So definitely, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for supporting Blind Bargains and the Blind Bargains cast. For Joe and Derek, I'm JJ. We will see you next time. Goodbye.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.